It's Monday, it's new week, this time, week 33. You are listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. Over the last few weeks, I've been warning you that Nasdaq has been extremely high on buy signals, that the pullback was coming, and it's finally here. You are noting a new red week for Nasdaq, not as big as last week, but still, Nasdaq down 1.9% this week. A little better for Dow Jones, which was up by 0.62%. And indeed, it was AI and also EV pulling the market down along with other stocks. I hope you took up on my tip that EV would retract back. Currently, looking at, for instance, NIO, which I have myself. I told you NIO was about around 15, but you could expect a pullback maybe down to 12, which I would consider a possible buying opportunity. And yes, I do think now there is a buying opportunity in EV as we speak. Doesn't mean that they will continue to pull back, because that may very well happen, but currently we are in a range where I think the risk is somewhat okay. For AI, the same thing is happening. AI had that natural pullback. Some of the stocks are showing signs of getting into levels where things can be interesting for a new upturn. As I told you in the previous podcast, we are in good trends in general. The problem was that most stocks were in the upper part of the trend, and you could expect a lateral reaction down to the bottom of the trend. And if you are like me, you scan through tons of charts every day trying to pick good candidates, you will notice that many of the stocks now are at the bottom of the trend. And here it becomes a little interesting, because normally stocks should react up. But what happens if they break down? Well, if they break just by a little bit, let's say a percent, that's nothing to worry about. In general terms, you say that you need at least 3% to confirm a trend break. For some stocks, 3% will be quite much. For some stocks, it will be nothing at all. So you have to consider a little bit the width of the trend as well. Going to StockInvest.us, you can clearly see the trends as sharp long lines along the stock price, indicating the interval where the stock usually should move within based on its historic prices. So we see that a lot of stocks are at the bottom of the trend, and that becomes a buying opportunity. I even see a lot of articles saying the same thing, that now we are heading for some opportunities again. And nobody knows exactly what will happen. Will they bounce up and then go even higher than before? Or will we just have a natural reaction up? After a downturn, there will be a natural reaction up where they will hit previous high and then return back having double bottom. These are many interesting questions that only by watching the chart, following the markets, you will be able to tell. But back to what happens if the trend is broken. Well, if the trend is broken, it doesn't mean that the stock will go from a good rising trend directly to a falling trend. Usually it will go to maybe less rising trend. There are intervals in these steps. But if the trend is broken, the bottom trend line, the trend floor, will be the new resistance level. So if you're a trader, you have a stock that has broken the trend, what you can expect is that the stock will fall, then try to bounce up again. But when it hits the bottom of the trend, it will react downwards again. Just a small tip there for you if you are a trader. So indeed, very interesting. We notice that the Nasdaq is at 13,640 points, so it's now under 14,000 points again. But in general, as I said, the trend is good. Dow Jones is, as I said, steaming on, 35,281 points for Dow Jones as we speak. I love to watch a few things trying to determine how will the week be. So we have the signals that I give you every week. Where are the buy signals at? Then we have the news, and of course we go through some of the commodities. This week, there will be some drips of information of consumer spending. There will be Fed minutes on Wednesday, but in general, I didn't see any news that I think can really push the market. I think most of the focus will maybe be on the earnings for some of the major shops. I think it's Walmart is one of those who will deliver their quarter results. Target also, if I remember correctly, will have quarter result releases this week. Looking at these stocks, you can give some idea about consumer spending. So I think it's a lot of that which will be the focus. Where is the consumer spending going? We've been waiting for a recession. Hasn't happened yet. Well, technically, there is a recession because the GDP has been falling more than two quarters in a row, but they changed that definition. We are still seeing somewhat vibrant markets. Work numbers come, they come in good, then they are being revised, but they start to slip up. About work numbers, I read a lot of articles trying to figure this out because in my world, the job numbers should be much worse considering how things are heading. Some argue that the tight job numbers is very much due to people having to get a second and a third job to pay off for all the hammock that inflation and the latest interest rates hikes have done. So it's simply just ordinary workers adding just another extra job to fill the gap. But we can see from the quarter results that more and more companies are struggling, and more of them are saying in the quarter report where they give the comments that they are looking to reduce their staff. And this is one thing that you can take along with you as well. When you read quarter results, it's very much about what is said in the commentary from the CEO in the quarter results. The general rule is that he will be way too optimistic because he cannot talk the stock down. So you should read a little between the lines, but in general, pick up on that. And we can see that many warns that profit margins are really tightening up. Salaries are under pressures. They are under pressure going up. That means that the profit margin will tighten even more. That will be a squeeze because either the producer will have to take that squeeze or the consumer will have to take the squeeze. I believe that the producer will only be able to take a part of it. The rest has to go to the consumer. And along with increasing energy prices, we are heading for more inflation, which was the topic in last Monday's podcast, where I told you that inflation is not going away anytime soon. I think it's more sticky than people believe. And I think that now it is on an uptick again. I know a lot of you listeners are located in the US, and you probably see that when you're filling your gas tank because gasoline prices is again rising. It's a huge part of the cost, energy in general. How will market react to this? Well, as I told you over and over again, that the stock market tries to be quite much ahead of the fundamentals in general. A lot of things are already discounted in to the stock market. We have to see some really bad things happen for markets to tank very hard. Some of the things that are brewing, I told you, I usually like to tell you this. I've done that over the last 4 years, which this podcast series has been, where I told you that the Ukraine conflict would come up, the inflation would come. I was lucky all of these things happened, and I told you that now there is this Taiwan conflict brewing. But much more things is happening in the background. We have huge problems in parts of Africa as we speak, getting unstable, and they are moving towards the BRIC countries, which will not turn out good. So we have that kind of escalation. On top of this, the relation between China and United States is getting much worse every single minute. And this can trigger a trade war. There is already a trade war ongoing, but it can get much more brutal. Latest numbers this week indicate that China is losing pace. It's not growing as fast as it used to be. And that means China has to do something. Usually when economies retract, war is one of the solutions, sadly, there is. So I will not be surprised if we see China giving more support to Russia in the time moving ahead. How that will bring the Ukraine conflict, you can only guess. Our best hope is that it will remain calm, that there soon will be some actual peace talk, because right now, the world is still brewing for more war. As an investor, that is sadly one thing that you can profit on, and I've been telling you that for more than a year, actually more than 2 years, I think, to invest into war industry, because the dividends will be very good, your profit will be somewhat secure, and if the markets take a tank, these stocks will hold up very good. So in my world, for markets really to go really, really bad, we have to see huge changes into the US economy. There are some things arguing for this. One thing is there is most likely a huge credit problem coming our way soon. But we will see how that things brew. I don't think that it will be this side of the year, but it can be that we'll have to start 2024 on a very bad note. Now back to the more actual numbers. We look at signals, buy and sell signals from our system at stockinvest.us, where we analyze more than 33,000 stocks, I think, right now. 26,000 of them are qualified for signals, and right now 31% of all stocks that we analyze hold buy signals. This is down from 35% last week, which I told you was high. 31 is still very high, and there is still a lot of room to go down. Usually we would say that it's a very good buying opportunity when it gets to around 20. But 31 is a level where things can change. If we get some very good news this week, let's say the consumer spendings are very steady, the quarter results are very good, and other things come in at the expectations, even the Fed talks. So the market can just bounce up, because many stocks are oversold, and very soon I will give you three stocks which I think, in my opinion, looks good for this week, especially two of them. Going to Nasdaq, down from 34 to 27, we see that there is opening much better opportunity in Nasdaq now at 27. I feel much more comfortable around these levels. Still, as I said, the week can very well be red. And you have to like the numbers. When they were high, they were up around 40. I told you, when the numbers are this high, it can go even higher because people are too euphoric. We can have the same thing in the bearish set, that people get too negative and we get into huge sell-off. The other thing is that when a stock falls, it can trigger a lot of stop losses, and we can get into a situation where people just have to liquidate their positions, causing a more harm downwards. Going to New York Stock Exchange, 35% buy signals, down from 40, while it's 21 only in London. I would say that London offers good buying opportunities as we speak. Tokyo up at 40, so Tokyo went a little bit in the opposite direction. That had to come. I was warned, I think, 5 podcasts ago. I told you that there was a good buying opportunity in Tokyo. China is really being hammered down at 15, but I think that is also a buying opportunity for China, and I think maybe we will see a EV pick up from this position. It's especially construction which is struggling in China, along with increasing unemployment rate. So I wouldn't invest into anything related to construction in China. The other numbers that we like to follow is, of course, the commodities. Oil is at $82, is slowly ticking upwards. I think I saw it up at 84, 85, and as I told you, when it was high 60s, low 70s, it's a super buying opportunity for oil, and I think that will just continue. I think oil will continue to push upwards. We're heading for a colder season. Other things, the OPEC cuts, everything indicates that oil should continue upwards. So oil is a safe haven. And maybe you remember back that I invested some positions into Chevron and a few other oil companies a little while back. Actually, I bought heavily into oil when oil was only $20. Then I pulled off a little when it was the high 100, but I have been buying back around $70 on the oil. Been waiting for an upturn, and finally I see some good returns on that investment. Gold, which I really like to follow. As you know, I invested into physical gold quite a long time back ago. When it was 1600, I started to buy some gold as a hedge against all the inflation, the war, and all these problems. Gold currently $1,944, down $27 last week, or 1.39%. Some of the reason for this is dollar got a little strength last week, and there is a high correlation between dollar and gold price. But I am extremely bullish to gold. Actually, I'm more bullish than ever. China continues to buy gold, maybe in the preparation of dumping, paying off some of the debt, meaning they will dump dollars. So I'm very bullish to gold, and I think gold is a good place, a safe place to be. Everyone who is not sure how the markets move should have a portion into some of the items which I mentioned, oil, gold, and war. Yeah, I know it sounds very bad, but these things should probably hold up very good, even though we see more reaction downwards in the markets. And you may think, well, we are at good levels now, we are heading for new records, we will, everything will be fine. Well, I've been long enough in the markets to know that it can be much worse. We never had the three classic huge falls in the bear market. There is still one more waiting. Doesn't mean it will happen, but just a side note there. So I personally will not be surprised if market suddenly goes into a very negative spiral. Hopefully it will not happen. So that was some background for the week ahead of us. I think that it will be a lot up and down. I will not be surprised if it ends either green or red. I tend to think that it might be a hard week where we end again red. But many stocks will start to pick up. You can keep an eye on that. I see a lot of biotech stocks, for instance, having very good opportunity. I said to you, I found at least three stocks which I think might do good. One is Cisco, but Cisco will have quarter results this week, so be a little careful. I think maybe it was Wednesday, Cisco will have quarter results, but chart-wise, looks very good. CSCO, Cisco is the name of that company. Then there is Verizon, VZ. Verizon looks also like it should continue upwards. I think there might be a huge bounce in FT Solar Inc. FTCI, FT Solar Inc. Just a natural reaction of a pickup. And we will now head to the part where we'll talk a little bit about $1,000 challenge, where we're sitting in intercept. And I wish that I could just flip to FTC Solar Inc. today. But I gave a promise that I would make it so that you will be able to follow the trades. And that buggers me a little bit, because I see so many trades every single day, which I would love to go in and out of positions, but I do not have time to give a podcast every day. Maybe we'll come up with some signal warning system that we can follow so we can trade more actively. But currently, the $1,000 challenge, where I try to grow $1,000 as fast as I can, are stuck to weekly update. We are sitting in intercept. I got intercept in week 29. I told you I thought it was not going to be a very, very good stock, the best buy. But I wanted to get started, as I promised you, to start the $1,000 challenge. And it was, at that time, week 29, the best stock I saw for a possible reaction up. I got in 11:24 or 11:23. I'll post a screenshot on the YouTube version so you can see all the numbers for yourself. But I got in at 11:24. I told you that I think that the perfect buying opportunity would be around 10:50. The stock went a little up. It was up at 11:70 or something, but fell back like it was supposed to do. And was even down at 10:20-ish something last week. Currently trading around 10:40 plus. That means intercept is still is at a loss. Actually, it's a 6.6% loss on the $1,000 challenge. not happy about that. We've been waiting now patiently 3-4 weeks. In this period, Nasdaq is down 4.2%. So I've done worse than Nasdaq. Now, be prepared this week that if Intercept doesn't pick up pace and there is nothing in the chart indicating that it would, the only reason that could be is that we see some general movements into these types of stocks based on how Nasdaq is now at 27% buy signals. People will try to find some good picks, could push up FTC. But that very good possible opportunity in week 29 is no longer present. Go and check out FT Solar yourself. Look at the chart. I'll maybe even post it on the YouTube video and you will see what I mean. Such a huge fall picking up from a relative strength index. And I saw many stocks during these last 3 weeks doing exactly that. So we have to figure out a better way to do this than trying to keep the trades to every Monday, because here we are losing out on a lot of money. But for Intercept during the week, if it doesn't pick up, I will look to sell it. I have a stop loss at 970, will cause a huge loss of 13%. But I told you this will be a high risk portfolio where we're going to trade high risk. So we stand to lose a lot and we stand to gain a lot. $1,000 was the decision in the YouTube comments. Most of you wanted $1,000. That was why we started with $1,000. Currently sitting with a loss, as I said. Now we need to get back on track and pick up the pace. Otherwise, we will be left behind. So if Intercept is not sold by, starting to move, meaning that we start to see a very nice upwards trends into it, I stand to sell it on Friday. So two sell conditions here. If it falls to 970, it will be triggered by stop loss. Or it, if it's not higher, I would say not higher than 11 by Friday, I will sell it. So we have the cash to go into a new stock. And I will tell you on the Monday. Actually, it will be very late next Monday because I will be off to Poland for trying to find artifacts after Napoleon. That's another story. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit more next Monday about that. But as you know, I love metal detecting. I've been invited to Poland together with Lithuanian Metal Detecting Club to Poland, to a Polish club there, along with archaeologists. We will look for some Napoleon war stuff. Where they think there was Napoleon campsite. Look forward to that. But as I said, Intercept or change. If it's not above 11, it will be sold on Friday, so I can release the cash and I can try to get into a position so we can start gain back. Because so far it's a fiasco. We are into the fifth, this will be, I think, the fourth or the fifth week, and we are sitting at a loss of 6.6%. So we have to pick up the pace there. Been a hard market to trade in general based on trends, but there has been, as I said, many opportunities. That brings us to 23 minutes of this podcast. I promised myself before starting that I would not make too long podcast. I would just give you the oversight of what I think will happen in the market this week, how it will move a little bit, give a little insights, and of course give you a background into the $1,000 challenge, what is happening there. And the one last part that remains is just a general update. So what is happening? How can you benefit from the things that we do? Well, at Stock Invest, we are continuing to pushing AI tools. Using ChatGPT-4, we are trying to utilize the capacities within the AI tools. These things will just get better and better as AI progress. And I'm very happy that we are there. So if you go to Stock Invest, you will now find more options on every ticker page, along with several new tools being released as we speak. On top of this, we have the Trader Boot, which I'm making. It's been summer vacation. We have guests here. I've not been able to really pay too much attention, so I just do a little bit now and then. The last thing I did was adding a graph so you can see how it's moving. Last week was, I think, more or less, and even maybe in a slight loss over the week. The boot was trading on off, was really not able to catch some strong buy positions. Gaining a little, losing a little, gaining a little, losing a little. We'll see how it will turn out. But for the weeks, for the months that it's been active, it has generated money, and I believe it will continue to generate good money moving forward. The next big step there is, as I told a few times already, I will make the boot select stocks itself based on how they perform on my signals. So the boot will pick those signals, who is performing best. All of this you can watch at gettagraph.com. You can look for the boot at Shark. And there you will also find all other test tools that I build myself. Private, where I test out ideas and things, so you can have a lot of ticket information as well. And there are some other tools. If you are trading commodities, you can check your gold prices, your steel prices, whatever it is in kilograms, grams. There is several unit tools for you. All this is made trying to help you increase your gains, reduce your losses. That's the philosophy and whatever I do, and the philosophy of StockInvest.us, to increase your gains, reduce your losses. And the best way to reduce your losses is remember stop loss. Pick up on the big trends. You heard me say over and over again that it's very smart to have a part of your portfolio into gold, oil, or war-related items, because these will hold somewhat if market goes down. Some of you has probably made good money on AI, but some of you are listening to me right now sitting with a huge loss in AI, I'm pretty sure of that. Or other stocks, maybe you're even pretty depressed, wondering how should I get up from this? Well, read and learn as much as you can of trading. And first thing you have to learn is don't let trading be run by emotion. That will trigger, because many of you will notice one very clear pattern. You will sit way too long in a loss, and when you finally sell, you watch the chart 2-3 days later or a week later, and you see the stock is moving up, and maybe half a year later you see that you could have made a lot of money on the investment which you sold. Hard to figure out all of these things. It has to be about resistance support. Where are the resistance support levels at Stock Invest? Of course, we try to give you actual numbers. We try to make the chart as easy as possible so you can see these level and get a better view. Now, if you don't want to get into all of these things, you just want to be better at trading than you are now, maybe the easiest thing I can tell you is at least go and check the chart. And I would recommend our chart because they are made for easy understanding. At least check the chart, because the visuals will tell you so much. I repeat it over and over again. Your brain is an amazing instrument. You are an amazing instrument. Use it. Use it to your benefit. Check out the chart. That's the absolute minimum. And if you check out Intercept, you'll understand why I say that there is nothing in the chart indicating that Intercept will move very fast unless there is a news. Core results came in much better than the market expected, but of course they came in on a red week, and that held Intercept back. Shall we leave that as the last tips? And round up this podcast before it's 30 minutes? I believe so. What is left is to wish you a really good week. I hope that you will have a week where you will make more greens, that your portfolio will keep increasing, and when you get back next week with more in your bank account than you had this week. Anyway, have the best of the week, and we will speak in just a week. Bye.
Remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling.